Jack Adams here, host of Bluesville WDIY. In the studio with me, Craig Thatcher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Saw you at the Blast Furnace Blues Festival, the big band. The lineup was fantastic.
Thank you.
Repertoire was fantastic. We just had a great time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Tell us about the big band show.
We do a lot of three-piece things, and then we jump from three-piece anymore to five or six. Then we had a couple of special guests that evening as well. Charlie Brown came in, did some vocals, and Brett Andrew, who is our cousin, actually my wife's cousin, who, by the way, did play with Robert Randolph for 5 years. He was the guitar player in the band. He's a good kid.
He's a good player.
Good kid. We have a good, you know, brings another voice to the band as well.
His version of Change Is Gonna Come was just an amazing rendition of it.
I'm glad you liked it. It's a cool tune. And then Cliff Starkey from Reading on keys. Cliff and I used to play in Nina Simone's daughter's band for about 4 years. We toured together and did one record with her. And, of course, Wade Leonard on bass from the band. We've been together since 89. And Don Plowman on drums.
Yes, that's a good, solid lineup. And that's pretty much what you're going to be taking with you to Berks Jazz Fest.
Yeah, we're going to do that show with a few, you know, extra tunes thrown in there. Unfortunately, Cliff won't be able to join us, but we'll make up the difference.
I got to say, that night, three tunes in particular I really like. Superstition.
He does a great job on that.
Stevie Wonder song. Standing on Shaky Ground, Temptations
song.
That was great.
That was fun.
It worked beautifully.
Oh, thank you. We never did that. We just kind of jammed it.
Oh, it just worked.
He said, hey, let's do this. Okay, let's do it.
Well, those are how the best things come around.
Charlie, yeah.
Besides the Jazz Fest, what else you got going? I know you do a lot of stuff with Martin. Anything big happening, touring the world again?
There's a lot of things. We got a lot of irons in the fire. funny thing is, though, I used to be afraid of getting older, thinking, what's going to happen? I'm going to get tired. I'm not going to physically be able to do it, you know, whatever. or stuff is just going to dry up. And my goodness, it's just multiplied by, you know, tens the way things are anymore.
Semi-retired and working harder than ever.
Yeah, it's that kind of a thing. One of the things I do, which I'm really, really into and very proud of, is my relationship with Martin Guitar. And been doing what they call a Martin artist or a clinician for going on 8 years now. And what that means is I go worldwide and I just do solo concerts and present the guitars and new models, and we discuss Martin history and Tonewood, and people come out and they sit there, and sometimes there's a stage, sometimes there's not, sometimes it's in a music store, sometimes it's in an auditorium. Overseas, they're definitely really concerts, and they'll book other players on the bill. For instance, in South Africa, we had like 12 artists on the bill. It was just so much fun. And then I'll invite these players to sit in and play along, and we do things together, and it's just a wonderful thing. And that leads me to one of the relationships that I developed in 2014. I was in Santiago, Chile, and performing Martin concerts, and they wanted me to do this show with an artist named Manuel Garcia. And I'm like, sure, I'd never heard Manuel, but he never heard me either. So, you know, we're on the same playing field, level playing field.
Get a Chilean artist in there with you and do some music.
Well, here I find out that he's like, let's just say, the Bob Dylan of South America.
Oh.
You know, I didn't know that. Everyone is singing along to his songs, very well known. The guy has sold out 14,000-seat arenas. He's got a crackerjack band. Long story short, his manager was there that night, and he approached me afterwards, and he said, Manuel really enjoyed this. And at that point, Manuel was not speaking much English at all. And I have I used to live in Panama, so I have Spanish, but that was another lifetime ago.
So there's still a little bit left,
you know. He wants to do an album with you, and he wants to do it in the United States. So fast forward to last August, that would be August 2015, we brought Manuel up. I had gotten him a gig at Music Fest through Patrick. We set up the band. I put a band together up here with Brian Bortz on basses. Cliff played piano. Craig Kostelnik played Hammond on three or four of the songs. Most of the songs were just piano. Hector Rosado on all the Latin percussion.
Bands.
Myself covering guitars, both acoustic and electric, and co-producing this whole deal. Did I forget anybody? I think I get everybody in there. Oh, and Don Plummer on drums. How can I forget,
Can't forget Don?
No. So we did this album, and I am so excited right now because South by Southwest was last Monday. Mm-hmm. The folks from Chile were there. What they did is released one song from the album, a song called Venga la Vida, about life, come life, or as life comes. As of last Friday, it had 64,000 plays on Spotify. I don't know what the number's at right now. I haven't checked it since Sunday.
Yeah, we must be over 100,000
by now. It's way up there. And that's just the one release. And the DJs in South America think he has about 5 or 6 singles on this one record. So
Be the best thing you ever done.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited because we have stuff booked into touring, worldwide touring, into 2017, well into 2017. And it's going to get even more so.
It's a change of direction for you might be coming.
A big change. And Don's with me on this.
Good.
And so is Brian. So when we tour, it's going to be, there's either duo stuff, like for instance in August during Music Fest Week, we're at the World Cafe Live, Manuela and myself. But we're also at Joe's up in New York City on the 10th with the full band.
All right.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're at Music Fest with the full band on the 12th with Manuel. And then our show is on the 13th. But he has his show with the full band showcasing this record. So it's exciting right now.
The music's all in Spanish or some in English?
It's all sung in Spanish. But, you know, the truth is you don't have to understand the lyrics to get the passion and in his songwriting and the feel. My wife doesn't, you know, she had high school Spanish, but she just absolutely loves this record. I was playing her some of the master tracks last evening, and she just says to me all the time, you don't even have to know it to realize. Now, she knows and met him. We've been to dinner and so on and so forth, and he's a wonderful, wonderful writer.
At this stage in your life, a different direction has just come to you.
Okay.
Arts Quest, you mentioned. You've been with them forever.
27 years.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us a little bit about that long-term relationship.
We've been real fortunate with them. And we started in 1989, and through various incarnations and various bands, this particular band, the Craig Thatcher Band, started in 93. So we had played there as other incarnations in that interim. We worked with the great folks who have run the festival. And then in 2001, I believe it was, Jeff Parks called me one day and he said, hey, I would like you to come to Germany with me and represent the city of Bethlehem in Schwäbisch Gmünd, which is the sister city of Bethlehem, one of the sister cities of Bethlehem. And I'm like, yeah. I said, you're kidding. He says, I assure you I have a sense of humor, but I'm very serious here. Okay, Jeff. So I went with the mayor, Don, at the time, Jeff and his wife, and I went over. We had the band that time, too. And what we ended up doing is we played Stadtfest, which is their city festival. We did 4 or 5 consecutive years after that we booked on our own.
So Germany.
All in Germany. So we've made a lot of friends over there, and we email back and forth weekly with these folks.
And it doesn't hurt your popularity in Europe any.
We sold a lot of CDs over
there. Yeah, that's what counts. Yeah,
it does help.
Berks Jazz Fest, that's nice to see.
Berks Jazz Fest, this will be the one, I'm thinking it's the 4th year. Could be the 3rd, I'm not sure anymore. That's one thing about getting old. Like,
it was just nice to see it on the commercials on TV. And one of the names they mentioned was yours, and I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
It's a great festival. We've played several locations. This year it's Building 24 Live, which is a room where we do our Hendrix show and our Cream show as well.
I'm one of them people that thinks that Jack Bruce was one of the finest singers ever.
Well, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, so yeah, that definitely.
And I think that Wade does a fabulous job with the playing and the singing.
And anybody that's ever played drums or played bass and tried to do vocals at the same time understands what it's about.
Yeah, he does that very, very well.
And he's been doing it a little bit of time with you.
A long time.
When did he start with you?
27 years ago.
Oh, my.
1989.
Wow.
You know.
I don't even remember watching you guys play an old place down in Center Valley with the Peppercorn Pub.
Peppercorn. I just went by there on my way up here.
I don't know what's going on there, but it was a fun place back in the day.
Went through a lot of changes.
Yes, it certainly
did. I was there acoustic Monday night for about 10 years, too.
Yeah, I used to stop in as often as I could. Of course, that whole area down there, you know, there's so many things going on.
It's all changed.
Yeah, We were just talking about a guitar shop we both went to down that area, too. It's just one of them places that's part of our background and mm-hmm. so many musicians, so many great musicians from Bucks County, Lehigh County. Yeah. Well, the whole Lehigh Valley area is just, we've got a load of them.
Well, the Valley has always been really full of great musicians and artists. When I was a kid growing up in Quakertown, you know, I mean, my father was here with the railroad and the steel company. And all my family was steel companies. So, but they moved out of Hellertown, my father did, and the rest of the family stayed there. And he moved all the way to Quakertown, you know. So,
way down 412.
So we're right over the hill, basically. And I was up here all the time with him, and I would come to the railroad yard and spend time at Bethlehem Steel, and that was a lot of fun. But during that time period in the 60s, like mid-60s, when the boom, you know, the British invasion and, you know, starting with the Beatles and everything that followed, there was so much activity around here, starting down just north of Quakertown with King Arthur's Court and then coming up to just north of Allentown, like the Queen Vic and all those different places, and everything in between. There was Mod Mill and there was the Purple Onion and all these different rooms. They were all underage clubs, no alcohol served, and the bands were fantastic. And I've gotten to perform with a lot of the guys who, you know, guys from Uproar, Dooley Invention. What's the other one?
Joey Calaruso.
Joey Calaruso, the High Keys, and the High Keys.
Yeah.
All these different players, you know, in their later years, it's been so much fun to meet.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? We're still young enough to keep doing it. There's a lot of us still out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again, Craig, for coming in. Anytime, you know what, the door's open here for you.
Well,
we love
you.
Having you.
I appreciate it.
And I want everybody out there to get to Burke's Jazz Fest. April 7th. For tickets, you can go to burkesjazzfest.com.